The Nevada System of Higher Education says it will try to hire the next presidents of the University of Nevada, Reno and the University of Nevada, Las Vegas before the end of the spring term. As KUNR's Benjamin Payne reports, this comes after NSHE announced last week it is delaying the presidential searches due to logistical problems caused by COVID-19.
In an email to KUNR, NSHE Board of Regents Chair Jason Geddes said he wants the searches complete before school lets out for the summer. He said it will depend on whether Nevada Governor Steve Sisolak allows finalists to visit campus, which has mostly shut down due to the novel coronavirus. If NSHE does not hire a new UNR president by the end of June, when current President Mark Johnson is set to leave, Johnson says that he would consider staying on for a bit longer.
I would encourage the regents to continue with their search processes in a postponed but timely fashion. And as far as if they cannot find somebody to actually take the job and be here on July 1, I will try to be somewhat flexible.
Johnson says he might continue serving as long as it doesn't run up against the start of the fall term at the University of Missouri. That's where he's set to begin a stint as a visiting professor. Finalists for the next UNR president have not yet been named. But once they are, Johnson said that any on-campus visits they make will be live-streamed so that UNR faculty, staff, and students can access remotely and give feedback. If Johnson stays on past June, NSHE would not need to immediately extend his current contract. That's because it runs through June of next year. Benjamin Payne, KUNR News.
As a note of disclosure, the Board of Regents for the Nevada System of Higher Education owns the license to this station.